Classless inter-domain routing would allow us to understand the size of our networks. Really quick and easy with that slash notation, but it also came out when we moved from classful over to classless. Another thing that was great about our classless side was the introduction of our variable length subnet masks, which meant each and every subnet could be unique from one another. Meaning if you were on a class A because you needed millions of IP addresses, but in my subnet, I only needed 10 IP addresses. Well, before variable length subnet masks came out, we would both utilize a class A, which was extremely wasteful because there wasn't any way to deviate the subnets for the individual users. Variable length subnet mask came along, and class A would go to you and class C would go to me. This is only in our class full. However, I'm using the classless IP ranges just to make it a little bit simpler to understand.